Good morning. Well, welcome to worship, and a happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are here today as we celebrate Father's Day. Please be sure you look through the announcements. There's a few things going on this summer, and I think, Terry, you have one. You have an announcement?
I want to thank everybody who signed up to help with our summer Sunday school classes so far, but I think we still have four or five left. So we still need four or five people to help with our Sunday school classes. We provide you everything and even the supplies if you would like. There are sign-up sheets over here in the annex out front, down in the basement, and over by the office. So if you can, please help out with those empty spots. Thanks.
Thanks, Terry. Are there other announcements? Anyone else? Then I invite you to rise as we begin with the brief order for confession and forgiveness. We begin this service in the remembrance of our baptism. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare unto you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our opening hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Thank you.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. For our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, Lamb who was slain, who set us free to be people of God. Power and wisdom and strength and power and
fulfilling creation by your eternal Spirit, and revealing your glory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Cleanse us from doubt and fear, and enable us to worship you with your Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, living and reigning, now and forever. Amen. May be seated.
The first lesson is a reading from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand. Besides the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped. Before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, are the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm is Psalm 8, and we'll read it responsively. O Lord our God, how exalted is your name in all the world. Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens. You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and stars you have set in their courses. What is man that you should be mindful of them? The Son of God, the Son of Man, that you should seek him out. Little lower than the angels, you adorn him with glory and honor. You give him mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the wild beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea. O Lord our God, how exalted is your name in all the world. The second lesson is a reading from the book of Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand. And we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 16th chapter. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Today we celebrate Father's Day, and it is important to take note of how important fathers are in the family, of making sure that children grow up in a way that is pleasing to the Lord, a way that they are taught in the ways of God. And then also all the other things that fathers do as far as helping to provide for the family and taking care and providing just what the family needs and being there for the children and spending that time with them. But today is also a day of another celebration, and that is the day of Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity Sunday comes around once a year, just like most holidays do. And it's on this day that we remember the doctrine of the Trinity, which says that there is one God, but three persons. God is worshipped as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, but yet there is only one person. And we think, how can this be? How can there be Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but yet only one God? It's been confusing. It's been debated throughout the centuries from the very beginning of the Christian church of this whole idea of the Trinity. And I guess to simplify it a little bit, and you've probably heard these examples before, you can think of water. We know water most of the time as a liquid. We saw that liquid falling from the sky yesterday, if you lived here in town or close by, of all the water rushing down the creeks and through the ditches and maybe standing in your yards. Water, it's a liquid. And that's how we see it. Water's essential for us. We have to drink it. We have to have it in our bodies. And it's usually in the form of liquid in that way. But then water can also be a solid. If it gets below 32 degrees, it freezes. And it is solid. It's hard. And it's cold. It has different properties than the running water that'll run down a hill. And again, too, that has different uses to it, too. We use it to keep our things cold, or if you've ever been out skiing or been out on the playing in the snow and different things like that. So it has different properties. It looks different than that flowing water. But then water can also be a vapor. Water that's in the air. You can feel the humidity this morning. You can feel that moisture. You can feel that water in the air. And then you can also see it when it gets steamy. You can see that water going up. But it's all the same thing. It can be ice. It can be liquid. It can be a vapor. But it's yet the same thing. It's still water, made of the same substance. Or another example probably that you've heard is one man can be a father, can be a son, can be a grandpa, can be an uncle, can be a cousin, can be an enemy, can be a friend, can be an employer, can be an employee, all at the same time. And each of those things, there is a different relationship, a different way that in those relationships, the other person sees that one man in a different way. A different way of looking at things. And that's what we see in this doctrine of the Trinity. One God, but yet Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Like I mentioned, it was debated throughout the centuries. And, you know, even for us, we can see these different natures or how we talk about God. We talk about God the Father who has created and who has given life and who is from eternity, who provides for us daily. We think about God the Son, who came to this earth, who became human and became among us to know us and live among us, and then died and rose for our salvation. And then we think about the Spirit. We see God as Spirit then too, who emanates from the Father and the Son, and we feel the Spirit within us, calling us, leading us, guiding us into the work of God. What we normally use to help describe what the Holy Trinity is our creeds. And we do have three creeds that we recognize within the church. The first creed that was made was the Apostles' Creed, and this one just kind of grew organically. In the very early church, the very earliest points of the church, most of those who were being baptized were adults, and for adult baptism, the teaching comes first, and so they were taught about Jesus and about Scripture and about who God was. And so when it came time for the baptism then, the candidates were asked, do you believe in God the Father? And they said, yes, I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And then they were asked, do you believe in Jesus Christ? Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. And then they were asked, do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church. And the creed grew out of those questions for baptism. And then as the Christian church began to grow, in the year 325, there were a lot of controversies that were going around, a lot of different teachings. Again, by this point, Christianity had spread throughout much of the known world, throughout Asia Minor, throughout Northern Africa, and then into Europe. And in all those different places, there were different cultures, there were different influences, and then there were different ideas about Christianity. And so with these different ideas, with the controversies that those different ideas stirred up, with the heresies the different ideas stirred up, they wanted to define what does it mean to be a Christian? What does this Christian church teach? And so all the church leaders got together and they met for a council at Nicaea. And then it was out of those debates, out of discussions of that council that we get our Nicene Creed. But yet we still have one more creed, and that's called the Athanasian Creed. That one was about the same time period that the Nicene Creed was formed. But this one was more in the Western world, so more Europe-based, I guess. And it's attributed to a man or a theologian by the name of Athanasius. More than likely, he did not write it. He may have had a hand in it, but he did not write it. But it's attributed to him. And that's the creed we will be saying this morning. And I know each year, this is the only Sunday, Holy Trinity Sunday, that we read that one. And as you look at it then, you'll know why we read it only once. But it is very helpful for us because it does spell out that doctrine of the Holy Trinity. Actually, it's in two parts. The first part is the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. The second part is the doctrine of the two natures of Christ being both human and divine. And so we worship God in Trinity. We worship God in unity, but we also worship God in three persons, as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We see that different dynamic in work in us, in our faith. We do remember God, who is almighty, all-powerful. We remember that Father who has created us, who sustains us, who continues to watch over us. We remember that Son who has brought our salvation to us and given us the promise of eternal life. We remember that Spirit which calls us, gathers us, enlightens us, and pulls us all together into this one Christian faith. We remember the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing the hymn of the day, Father Most Holy. our creed today, you may remain seated, and I ask you to open up your green hymnal, the Lutheran Book of Worship, to page 54, page 54 in the beginning of the book. And you will see the creed there, and that's one of the reasons why we say it only once, is because of the length. Okay. And so today we confess our faith with the words of the Athanasian Creed. Whoever wants to be saved should above all cling to the Catholic faith. Whoever does not guard it whole and inviolable will doubtless perish eternally. Now this is the Catholic faith. We worship one God in Trinity and the Trinity in unity, neither confusing the persons nor dividing the divine being. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Spirit is still another. But the deity of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is one, equal in glory, co-eternal in majesty. What the Father is, the Son is. Uncreated is the Father, uncreated is the Son, uncreated is the Spirit. The Father is infinite, the Son is infinite, the Holy Spirit is infinite. Eternal is the Father, eternal is the Son, eternal is the Spirit. And yet there are not three eternal beings, but one who is eternal. As there are not three uncreated and unlimited beings, but one who is uncreated and unlimited. Almighty is the Father, almighty is the Son, almighty is the Spirit. And yet there are not three almighty beings, but one who is almighty. Thus the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. Thus the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord. And yet there are not three lords, but one Lord. As Christian truth compels us to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord, so Catholic religion forbids us to say there are three gods or lords. The Father was neither made nor created nor begotten. The Son was neither made nor created, but was alone begotten of the Father. The Spirit was neither made nor created, but is proceeding from the Father and the Son. Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three spirits. And in this Trinity, no one is before or after, greater or less than the other. But all three persons are in themselves co-eternal and co-equal. And so we must worship the Trinity in unity and the one God in three persons. Whoever wants to be saved should think thus about the Trinity. It is necessary for eternal salvation that one also faithfully believe that our Lord Jesus became flesh. For this is the true faith that we believe and confess, that our Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son, is both God and man. He is God begotten before all worlds, from the being of the Father, and he is man, born in the world from the being of his mother, existing fully as God and fully as man, with a rational soul and a human body, equal to the Father in divinity, subordinate to the Father in humanity. Although he is God and man, he is not divided, but is one Christ. He is united because God has taken humanity into himself. He does not transform deity into humanity. He is completely one in the unity of his person without confusing his natures. For as the rational soul and body are one person, so the one Christ is God and man. He suffered death for our salvation. He descended into hell and rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. At his coming, all people shall rise bodily to give an account of their own deeds. Those who have done good will enter eternal life. Those who have done evil will enter eternal fire. This is the Catholic faith. One cannot be saved without believing this firmly and faithfully. By the power of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to God our Father in the name of Christ our Lord, making intercession for the church, the world, and for all people according to their needs. Father, bless and preserve your church, purchased with the blood of your Son and sanctified with the fire of your Spirit. Keep it steadfast in faith, sound in doctrine, loving in service, generous in giving, passionate in worship, and holy in living. Lord, in your mercy. Be the shelter, strength, and inheritance of all who are hated because they confess Christ as Savior and God. Give them courage, graciousness, and hope, and soften the hearts of their enemies. Lord, in your mercy. Kindle with your Spirit the hearts and minds of the people in this place. Help us to seek out those who mostly and deeply need your love. Give us courage to invite them into your holy fellowship, in which they may find mercy, joy, and an eternal home. Lord, in your mercy. Give your gifts of faith, wisdom, and righteousness to all people, especially to those who lead their nations. Conform the hearts of all people to your will, and bless this war-torn world with the peace that passes human understanding. Lord, in your mercy. Majestic Trinity, be with all earthly fathers this day and always. Give them courage to lead their families in faith and morality. Give them hearts filled with love for their children, and give them strength to care and tend for their family needs with your abiding help. We give thanks this day for all those men in our lives who have nurtured us in mind, body, and spirit. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Father, gather in your Son's embrace all who suffer. Bestow upon them health and salvation, and bless them and all who care for them with the grace and comfort of your Holy Spirit. We pray especially for Joe Barnes, Alberto Jimenez Jr., Rosa Harton, Catherine Glore, Lynn Magura, Clinton Kaiser, Nick Picard, Elaine Molina, Stacy Nelson, Gray Mosier, and we also give you thanks for the rain. Lord, in your mercy. Most holy and blessed Trinity, we praise and adore you for welcoming our beloved dead into your eternal communion of life and love. Keep our hearts firmly fixed on you. Bring us with the whole company of the redeemed into the joy of your presence, where we shall behold you face to face and adore you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, our Lord and our God. Lord, in your mercy. In the power of the Holy Spirit, we entrust our prayers and petitions into your hands, gracious Father, for the sake of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue with the offering.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Wise and gracious God, receive the labor of our hands, these gifts of money, bread, and wine, along with the offering of our lives. Nourish us with the life of your Son, that we might be his body in the world, making known your abundant mercy in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God. Through our Savior, Jesus Christ, you reveal your glory as the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, equal in majesty, undivided in splendor, one Lord, one God, ever to be adored in your eternal glory. And so with the church on earth and the host of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, for the gifts of God have been made ready for the people of God. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Thank you.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Our closing hymn, All Praise to Thee, My God, This Night. Go in peace, serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As we go in peace, we share that peace with each other. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with